This is Blown Off on 95.1 WAPE.
All right, Henry joins us. Henry's on line four, and it says here, Henry got blown off. Okay, great.
That sucks.
Well, I mean, it's bad, yes, but it's also good because this is the time for Blown Off.
Yeah.
Henry.
Hey.
What's up,
dude?
How's it going, guys?
Good.
Hey, we're good. Henry, are you getting blown off, it says here?
I'm getting blown off, and I don't really like it. I'm not used to this.
I'm so sorry, dude.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, can I tell you about it?
Oh,
yeah, please.
We would love it, yeah.
Okay. I mean, I went on this date about, like, a week and a half ago, I guess,
uh-huh.
with this girl, Stacy.
Okay.
And I met her online, so, I guess that's where maybe the problem started, but I met her online, and she had a really, like, nice profile, and we had talked a little bit on the site, and mm-hmm. then we decided to go out, and we went for coffee, and it was, like, a great time. I had a great first meeting with her, and she looked beautiful. We had a great conversation. She actually looked prettier in person than her picture, which is pretty rare.
You didn't tell her that, did you?
What's that?
You didn't say, oh, you look prettier in person than you do on your picture.
No. I didn't.
Oh, okay, good.
I sort of registered that in my brain.
Yeah, no, good call.
That's good.
It's a nice little perk. Yeah,
no, smart exactly. move, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and it was just like a really nice conversation, and we had a great time, and I think we both felt like we'd like to do it again.
Mm-hmm.
So we arranged to go out a second time, and we went for dinner, which, again, was really nice.
Oh, good.
We'd both been in and out of relationships, so I think we were both coming from the same place about, like, hesitancy on online dating, but we were kind of surprised that this was going so well. And then, you know, dinner ended, and I walked her home, and things were going good. And she said that, like, she wanted to do it again. She had to, like, do something in the morning, but, like, I wasn't going to come in, which is fine. I'm cool taking it slow, and we just ended it on good terms. You know, I gave her a hug. There was no kiss, and went home, and since then, there's just been no communication, and I'm just kind of baffled. I mean, two really good dates, nothing intense or offensive, and yeah, so I spoke to my friends. They told me to call you guys, call Mark and Megan. You guys handle this kind of stuff. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Help me out.
All right, well, you've got some really intelligent friends.
Yeah.
First of all, we know that much. All right, and you said this girl's name is what, Stacy, you said?
Yeah, Stacy.
All right, and you met her on. All right, well, why don't we call her and find out what's going on? You didn't kiss her or say anything rude to her.
No. I mean, it was just like a totally polite few dates.
Weird.
Huh.
All right, let's call her up and find out what's going on, shall we?
Yes, please.
Here we go.
Hello.
May I please speak with Stacy?
Speaking.
Stacy, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Who is this?
Stacy, it's Mark K and Megan from 95.1 WAPE.
Hi, Stacy.
From the radio station?
That's
yes.
the one.
Correctamundo.
Hi.
Hi.
Why are you guys calling me?
Yeah, darndest
thing.
Well,
we need your permission for a few minutes just to talk to you live on the radio. We just have a question for you.
Right.
Okay. All right, sure.
Okay, cool. Don't be nervous. No, we just had a question for you about a guy you know.
Uh-huh.
Named Henry.
Oh, my God. I would stay away from that guy.
Well, okay, I'm not interested in dating him.
Yeah, we just want to know why you're not wanting to date him anymore.
Yeah, what?
Oh, because that guy's a pervert, if you want to know the truth. That guy is, like, disgusting.
Why?
He's disgusting? What happened?
Oh, my God. I can't believe I'm going to say this on the radio, but, like, we went out, and we had a really nice time,
uh-huh.
and I thought he seemed like a totally nice, normal guy,
uh-huh.
and then at the end of, I guess it was our second date, he went to hug me, and he grabbed my ass, and I just thought it was totally inappropriate. Like, what? I was not giving any kind of signals that that would be okay.
Wait, what?
He grabbed your ass?
Yeah, like, totally, like, hard, you know? Like, it wasn't like a little, I don't know, like a graze or anything. He, like, full-on grabbed me.
That is weird.
It was
hold on. I absolutely did not do that.
What? Is he? Is that him?
Yeah. Oh. That's, hello?
Hello?
Stacy, I did not grab your ass. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, my God. What is he doing on the phone?
Okay.
Creep.
Okay, all right, hang on. Stacy, don't hang up. Everybody, just hang on 1 second. There seems to be some kind of discrepancy. Stacy says Henry's a pervert who grabbed her behind,
yep.
And Henry says he didn't do that. Stacy, walk us through it again. You guys went out to dinner, and how dinner was okay, and then what happened at the end of the night?
Dinner was totally great. Like, he seemed totally normal. We talked a lot about our past relationships. We both sort of just come out of something.
Right.
I was very clear that I wanted to take things slow. He agreed. You know, dinner was great. And then he walked me home. I said it was very gentlemanly. I said I had to get up early the next morning. So, you know, we called it an early night. He went in for a hug. I thought, again, totally appropriate. And then, like, at the end of the hug, he just, like, with both hands, like, not just like an accidental, grabbed my ass.
So let me get this straight. You said you wanted to take it slow, and then he grabbed your ass at the end of the... Wow.
I don't know what part of slow, like, he wasn't
okay.
Hearing there, but he's full on... Yeah.
All right. Henry, why would you do that out of curiosity?
I did not do that. That's crazy. I did not do that.
It's hard to mistake it you for not doing that. Like,
I mean, did you do it or not?
Yeah, either you did or you didn't.
I did not do it. I think I would know what squeezing a butt...
Oh, my gosh, he's totally lying. Absolutely, he did. I know what
What do you think?
Slow. It was like when you're slow dancing and, like, yeah, your arms and hands are maybe a little bit on the lower end of the back, but I didn't, like... cup your butt.
So you just considered it a hug? You literally just thought you were hugging her?
Would you hug your mother like that? Was that a normal hug? I don't think so.
No, but I don't go on dates with my mother either. So I feel like there was...
Okay, Stacy, so you claim what? Like, he did, like, both hands on the cheeks
both
and there was squeezage.
Hands. Like, this was not an accidental. This was not a... As I said, he didn't just graze it. He, with both hands...
And Henry, you're saying this didn't happen.
Unless... I blacked out or something.
Unless you blacked out.
What?
Are you on drugs?
If that happened, why didn't you say something right then? Like, did you just kind of ignore it?
I was shocked. I didn't know what to do. I was totally shocked. And then I was like, good night. And I ran inside.
Yeah.
I called my girlfriend immediately, and she was like, that's creepy.
I mean, it seems like you guys are way far off. Like, either... I mean, it seems like it must have happened, because I don't know why you would make that up, Stacey,
yeah.
Unless you just really didn't want to, unless you thought he was really boring and you were coming up with something elaborate.
I was totally into him. Like, I would have completely gone out with him again. We went out twice, and I would have gone out with him again
if
he hadn't totally apparently mistaken my back for my butt.
And Henry, you're still claiming that you did not grab her butt when you hugged her.
I mean, I'm convinced by her. I really liked her, so I'm, like, not... angry at her at all for
why would
her
you be angry at me?
Yeah, I don't understand what you're saying, dude.
You're the one that grabbed me.
Okay. All right, well, clearly there's some discrepancy. We're not really sure what happened. The question being, though, Stacy, I mean, if he promised not to grab you anymore, would you go out with him again?
Absolutely not. And I would totally recommend any other girl not go out with him either, unless they want that.
Oh, Megan, let me get you his number. All right, hang on 1 second, you two. 340-9595, 800-475-9595. It's the Big 8 Morning Mess.